This is AM 1300 KGLO. It's a safety message here for the month of February with Jana Davidson with Progressive Agriculture Foundation. How are you doing today, Jana?
Doing wonderful, Eric. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, and here in the month of February, and this could be awareness about this all the time, not just in the month of February, but you got electrical safety, and right along with that, burn injuries do happen, farm, ranch, and home with that.
They sure do. And so this, you know, you mentioned it perfectly, that this isn't the only time that we should be focused on this topic, but it is good to bring it to light because the American Burn Association is observing the first full week of February as Burn Awareness Week. So it's a good time to reflect and start those discussions at home about potential dangers, whether it's in the home or on the farm or ranch.
Yeah, definitely. And there's some different topics that we can touch on and tips. And you also have some stories to go right along with that as well.
Yes, yes, we do. So I'd love to share those with you.
And then looking at, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to start by saying, although, you know, this particular week is focusing on electrical burns, and they have a really cool theme this year, from amps to zap, I thought was pretty neat. And it is important to us as a foundation because we highlight electric safety at all of our events, you know, whether we're in person or when we did Tackle Virtual last year. That was one of our top sessions. And I think if we look at our 2019 data alone, we reached nearly 50,000 youth with these important messages. And, you know, for folks that are listening and wondering, you know, is this a real problem, or are there burn injuries, you know, happening? Just to put it in perspective, in both the U.S. and Canada, approximately 450,000 people seek medical attention due to burn injuries each year. And if you look back at some of the recent data in 2014, that, you know, nearly 3,275 lives were lost because of burn injury. So it is an issue, and it is an important topic that we need to focus on. So I thought I would start by actually sharing a topic. It's actually a non-electrical burn related incident, but it is a burn incident that was brought to our attention last fall when this family was working on a project with another AgNIOSH center based out of the Omaha, Nebraska area, and reached out to us for some help and advice. And we just, it's hard to say you enjoyed hearing the family's story because it was so tragic, but you knew it was a story that you needed to share and get the word out because it was just devastating to the family. And that is the story of Christopher Alsup. So he was, you know, innocent young 10-year-old boy, decided to have some fun with his older brother. Well, Dad was still sleeping and Mom had just went to work, and they decided that they were going to start a fire outside. And Christopher reached for their gas can, which was, you know, a little bit old, outdated, and again in reach, where he was easy to easily access it. And unfortunately, it ended with him being burned over 90% of his body. And he died relatively quickly. So I think by the time his mother, Jane, reached work at the hospital, she had to receive that devastating phone call that no parent wants to hear. And so they are really working on getting this message out, and that it can happen to you. And also the fact that, you know, we need to check our gas cans. You know, we need to make sure that they're safe because, you know, the flame arrestor was not there on their gas can, and that's really essentially what came back and really caught Christopher on fire. So that's just, they're really trying to push that, and they also have a gas can exchange program that they really push throughout Iowa. So folks will have to go on there and learn a little bit more about their story and what they can do to, again, make sure that their children are safe at home. So we want to make sure that Christopher's legacy lives on through sharing the story and getting parents to take the precautions necessary.
Yeah, you can take a step back and kind of gather up the items that you have maybe around your house that you would think like, maybe, you know, I've had that for maybe just a little bit too long. Maybe it's time to update that or upgrade that and get it a little bit safer options and help you stay safe with and you know, whether it's the gas cans or any other items in your garage or in your house or what have you.
You're absolutely right, because again, more data shows that about 73% of burns occur at the home. So I do have some tips to talk to your children about prevention and making sure that we can keep burn injuries at bay. And the first thing, you mentioned it, you know, keeping lighters, matches, even the gas cans, you know, out of reach of children, you know, when not in use. Also, never want to leave children unattended around open flames. These include campfires, even candles and barbecue grills. So if you are, you know, I know we're all anxious for spring and summer when we can hopefully start having these backyard cookouts again. You know, we want to make sure we always have that kid-free zone, which is about 3 feet or 1 meter if you're in Canada and listening in, around an open flame near where hot food or other things are being cooked. So also, if you want to relay that to the kitchen, if children are going to want to help in the kitchen with some cooking, which I know they often like to do, try to utilize the back burners. That way that also gives you a little bit of safe space in between, that extra layer of protection when cooking. If possible, use covers to protect and keep fingers out of electrical outlets. So important. If you know someone that has little ones, or you know someone who might be ready to have a baby, you're getting ready for maybe bridal showers and getting gifts for children, outlet covers are so important. They are often overlooked, but as soon as children start to crawl and walk, they seem to find those outlets and they want to either stick toys or their fingers in those, and that can be a very dangerous situation. We also don't want to overload any outlets or power strips with too many cords. We also want to keep electrical cords away from any water sources. These can often be found whether they're in our kitchen or our bathroom. And we often are, you know, adding our phone chargers in there, curling irons, hair dryers if you're a woman, putting those a lot in the bathroom. And sometimes that's a lot where water with the shower, with the sink, water can occur, and that can create a dangerous situation. And then finally, last but not least, you know, we've highlighted with Christopher's story, gasoline and propane, any type of accelerants. We want to not only be keeping those out of reach of children, but we also want to be keeping those outside the home and locked up. So if you have a shed or another area that you can keep those in, that is important, because again, that can lead to a fire in the home, and also that accessibility of a child getting into a dangerous situation.
Definitely. And lots of great tips, and people can be jotting those down. And if maybe you missed that, maybe a part of it, or you're just tuning in, you'll be able to get a lot of this information on your website as well. And you can learn more about past and present safety messages as well.
Yes, you can easily find this story that I'm sharing with you today, as well as a lot more on safety, at progressiveag.org, our website. Also, reach out to us if you have a similar story. Maybe a parent is listening in, or someone who has a story. Maybe it's not even about electrical or burn safety, but it's a story that needs to be told about preventing an incident from occurring. We would love to hear it. So they can, again, find our contact information, either our toll-free number or any of our emails, right on our website, and we would love to hear from them.
Outstanding. Thanks for your time, as always. Jana Davidson with Progressive Agriculture Foundation.
Thank you.